Title: Aiming for Clarity, DOL Proposes to Update the FLSA's Joint Employer Regulations. Content: Hoping to clarify when entities should be treated as joint employers under the FLSA, the Department of Labor, DOL, recently announced its intent to revise its so-called joint employer regulations under the Fair Labor Standards Act, FLSA. Under the FLSA, covered employers must pay non-exempt employees at least the federal minimum wage for all hours worked and overtime wages for all hours worked in excess of 40 hours in a workweek. Since 1939, the DOL has recognized that two or more entities may sometimes jointly employ a single employee and share legal responsibility for that employee's wages for hours worked for either entity. However, the DOL has not formally addressed the conditions under which joint employment relationships exist since 1958. The current joint employer rule, the DOL's last official articulation of the standard for identifying a joint employment relationship, is codified at 29 CFR 791.2, a regulation issued more than 60 years ago. Under Section 791.2, the existence of a joint employment relationship depends on whether two entities are acting entirely independently of each other and are completely disassociated with respect to the employment of a particular employee. When an employee either A. performs work that simultaneously benefits two or more employers, or B. works for two or more employers at different times during the workweek, Section 791.2 states that a joint employment relationship generally exists if the employers have an arrangement to share the employee's services. One employer is acting directly or indirectly in the interest of the other employer, or the employers directly or indirectly share control of the employee, because one employer controls, is controlled by, or is under common control with the other employer. 2. Problems with the current joint employer rule. Unfortunately, the existing rule's focus on whether entities are completely disassociated has not produced a coherent test for distinguishing separate employment from joint employment. Instead, employers have been left with what one federal district court described as a dizzying world of multi-factor tests, ranging from the Ninth Circuit's four-factor test in Bonnet v. California Health and Welfare Agency to the Second Circuit's 10-factor test in Zhang v. Liberty Apparel Company. Adding to this confusion, a 2017 decision by the Fourth Circuit in Salinas v. Commercial Interiors Incorporated fashioned an entirely new test for identifying joint employment relationships and criticized the various joint employment tests other federal courts had developed for focusing too much on the economic realities between a worker and an alleged employer than on the relationship between the alleged joint employers. As a result, companies operating in multiple jurisdictions faced the risk of being subject to joint employer liability in one jurisdiction, but not in another, for the same business practices. 3. The DOL's proposed revisions to the joint employer rule in its review of Section 791.2. The DOL recognized that the myriad joint employment tests federal courts have developed in the 6 decades since the DOL promulgated Section 791.2 has left employers with significant uncertainty, particularly when they do business in multiple jurisdictions. The DOL also determined that the not completely disassociated language in Section 791.2 does not provide adequate guidance for courts in all situations where joint employment relationships may arise. Indeed, the DOL concluded that the not completely disassociated standard may incorrectly suggest that relationships between franchisers and franchisees, contractors and subcontractors, and staffing agencies and their clients always create joint employer relationships. Hoping to explain the statutory basis for joint employer liability under the FLSA, provide guidance to foster uniform standards across the federal courts, and to promote innovation and certainty in business relationships, the DOL's Notice of Proposed Rulemaking proposes to revise Section 791.2 to better articulate which types of business practices are likely to lead to joint employer liability. A four-factor test for businesses that simultaneously benefit from a single employee's work as a preliminary matter. The DOL proposes to clarify Section 791.2 to identify two situations that may give rise to a joint E.